Triple M and the Great Southern, you're with Draco, and right now I've got Nick from Dryandra Archery Group and representing the Archery Group based in Narrogin as well. How are we doing, mate?
Very well to be here again. Thank you.
Now, a lot of things to chat about here. Firstly, let's just cover this. Narrogin, nothing at the moment in terms of shooting at the moment.
No. We're flat out renovating a trailer at the moment. Thanks to the Shire for giving us a nice, generous grant to get us up and rolling again. We really need to fit it right out because of the number of interest over this last quarter has been outstanding. We've had to buy 3 more junior bows, and we just don't have anywhere to store all this stuff. So we've asked the Shire, and they said yes, more than welcome.
Yep, so big thank you to those guys. That's, we just chatted a touch earlier, and you were saying that the amount of people that have come on board, like, you're getting to the point where you've got to do bookings now. So
We do. Over the last 3 months since the move to the YMCA, we've had nearly 50 people come through.
Yeah.
We've had to get a few of our members to go through training courses to accommodate the overwhelming numbers that are coming through the doors at the moment. So we encourage everyone, if you want a bow, you have to book in.
Yeah, considering what, 3 months ago it was a bit
3 months ago we had 4 members, couldn't even hold a committee together, and then now we're strong as ever.
This is brilliant. Yeah, look, I'm glad to hear it, and it's a great sport that allows anyone of any age and ability as well,
right,
get on board.
Any ability, any size, any age, we can accommodate. We just need you to call ahead and book your bow, because it's the first ones to book in are the ones that get to shoot on the line for that day. So
absolutely, yeah. Now, Wickapin's still doing shooting. A drake.
It's a scheduled event. It's an 80-centimeter target at 25 meters, 30 meters, and it's definitely not a duck.
Cool, because I read that. I'm like, are you referring to me? I'm a Drake Kerr. Drake.
Yeah, anyway. There you go. We named it after you.
No, there you go.
Yeah. it's definitely a challenging shoot because, like I said, the target is a lot smaller at a longer distance. It's equivalent to shooting the larger target at 70 meters. And we just had that in our event. And shooting that distance is quite hard, which is why we change up and call them different names. It's just to allow you to shoot a smaller target at a closer range, which feels like you're shooting a longer distance.
Oh, cool. No worries. Now, best number to call to book. What would you recommend?
Go through the Facebook pages of Banksia Bowman and Narrogin, Dryandra Archery. Message me on Messenger.
Cool. And go from there. Awesome. Well, look, great to hear all that great news right there, Nick. Thanks for joining me. I'll chat to you next week.
Perfect.
Draco for breakfast.
Right now, I've got Denise, the Wandering Guru from Wandering, hence the name. How are we doing? You sound like you're around an area that has some birds chirping. I'm loving it.
Yes, I'm sitting out in the garden today for a change. It's absolutely beautiful, enjoying the weather before it gets too hot, and getting back to nature after a big weekend in Wandering.
Awesome. Great to hear. Now, a big one, the subject today, which is a big one as well, trust. Tell us about this.
Yes, huge. Well, I think trust comes up all the time. We have a lot of rules around it, and I'm curious to see if people can... Now, what are your rules around trust? Is it one strike and they're out? Do you let people kind of jeopardize you and hurt you and still trust them? So what's your rules around trust?
My rules personally, I probably trust a little bit too easy at times, to be honest. It's like, especially when someone says, trust me. Well, okay, yeah. Sure.
Words are easy.
Yeah, not the best thing. But I don't know about you, but gut instinct, sometimes it's pretty on the ball.
Mm-hmm. I couldn't agree more. Good instinct sometimes is good and bad, but I think listening to yourself. And remember maybe that people can talk, but maybe have a little listen to what's not being said rather than what is being said. And yes, take back and have a little listen. But where I'm getting to is self-love. I'm talking about this subject a lot, and I do believe it's the answer to nearly everything. We have got to really like, love, and trust that person that looks back at us in the mirror.
Yeah, okay. Well, I couldn't agree more. I give that self-reflection quite a bit. I'm like, what have I achieved today? Boom, boom, boom. Oh, yeah, cool. I'm feeling all right, and I'm trusting within myself that I'm, I don't know, being a bit more positive.
Beautiful, Draco. So my last little message for everyone is have a little think about your rules around trust towards other people, and then look at yourself in the mirror and think, do you apply those rules to yourself? You know, you can't unfriend yourself. You can't block yourself. So what are your rules to yourself? Are you really being congruent with what you are with everybody else? At the end of the day, you've got to trust yourself. And if the answer is no, okay, some changes need to be made.
Absolutely. And I like the connection with Facebook and Instagram and all that stuff there.
Denise, we have a lot of that.
Thanks for joining me. I'll chat to you next week.
Lovely. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Draker for breakfast.
Right now I've got Rocket to give us a rundown of the Narrogin and Districts 8 ball results from last week. How are you doing, mate?
I'm going very well.
That's the way.
Yep, another week of 8 ball done and dusted.
Absolutely. It would have been week 4 or 5, wouldn't it?
Week 4.
Yeah, week 4. Awesome. So yep. How did it all go?
All right, Corny Reprobate, 8 frames, defeated Corny Demons, 7 frames. Bushchooks, 10 frames, defeated Renegades, 5 frames. Outcast, 11 frames, defeated Last Minute, 4 frames. Duke, 1, 8 frames, defeated In Your Pop, 7 frames. And finally, Corny Devils, 8 frames, defeated Eagles, 7 frames. So some very good close games on Wednesday night.
Absolutely. And if people want to sort of check it out, what are the locations that it's going to be played around the Great Southern?
All right, you can go see it on a Wednesday night either at the Duke of York, the Cornwell Hotel, Eagle Sports Club, Bowling Club, or Tabelling Tavern.
Awesome, no worries. And yep. Let's not forget, you know, you can be quite a young age. I believe 10 is the youngest age you've got there, all the way up to about, I think, mid-50s, yeah. If I'm not mistaken. So, yeah.
You're mid to late 50s, we'll say.
Yeah. Are we talking about you? Is that...
yeah, I'm close. I'm over 50, but I'm not the oldest, thank God.
Okay, there you
go. I'm close to it.
Yeah,
yeah, so... there's a couple older than me.
No worries.
Yeah, it's an enjoyable night out for anybody that wants to come along and have a look.
Absolutely, no worries. Well, look, thanks for joining me, mate, and I'll chat to you next week.
All right, see you then.
With me, I've got Steelo from Steelo's Guns and Outdoors in Narrogin. Now, mate, you had a, I believe it was like a expo, shooting expo on the weekend just over at Claremont Showgrounds. Now, an article that's just come out that I've certainly got my attention, the Federal Sports Minister has been on a mission to show gun benefits. Now, obviously, can be a touchy subject, so, misconstrued in certain ways. So I wanted to get clarification from you in regards to her visit for that and how the show went as well.
Yeah, for sure, mate. Look, good morning, listeners. It's great to get out and about, and we did participate in the SSAA SHOT Show in Claremont. There's one held every 2 years in WA. This is the third one that they've had. We had a talk with several politicians up there. Mrs. Pauline Hanson came along, or Miss, sorry.
Miss, sorry.
and of course, Bridget McKenzie herself as well, with the Nationals Party. Who represent a great big constituent of country voters and people with an interest in firearms.
Cool. There you go. Now, one thing that's come about in regards to Australia Post and their role in shipping guns and stuff like that, there's a bit of confusion with that one there. What is their role in regards to it?
Yeah, look, there's been an underlying transport issue and transport restriction through policy from WA Police over the last sort of 9 months in WA, and it's impacted rural businesses especially harsh. Yeah. I've spoken as president of the WA Traders Association several times over the last sort of 12 months about some of these issues, and it's just an issue that we can't freight certain parts of our product to other parts of Australia and be competitive with other parts of Australia.
Okay, fair enough. Now, we've probably got the toughest gun laws in WA, and do you think that we're quite in line and what we're doing at the moment is absolutely where it should be, or should there be improvements? Because obviously, when any time this comes up, you know, people are going to be up in arms about asking certain questions like that. Love to get a bit of clarification from someone that's in the industry.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. Look, I've also got a background in other areas. Those that know me know where I come from and where I stand on this issue. Look, WA is one of the hardest places to get a gun licence and maintain a gun licence. There's certain regulations that need to be met and certain personal character traits that need to be followed in order to obtain a firearm and hold a firearm. So there's ongoing intelligence by the police to make sure that the right people are holding firearms and dangerous goods. Look, a firearm by itself is largely ineffective. It does nothing. So it's the person that does it. Statistically, you've got more chance of dying in a fiery car crash than you have getting affected by any firearms owner, state or nationally based. There is a review being conducted at the moment. We're lucky enough to be part of that parliamentary review that was started 2 years ago, and hopefully we're going to see some things come through Parliament at the moment, working with some other key interest groups and obviously the WA Police themselves on a reform for firearms legislation in general. Look, mate, also Senator McKenzie's trying to get a study globally of the economic benefits of shooting the sport in general, which is, it's a massive thing. Look, in Narrogin, I know there's a mass amount of people that come down and do business with us. It's all through rural communities. In Victoria, they've done one study. It's $430 million into the regional economy, and massive jobs created from it. So, look, really good thing. I think everyone should get behind it, obviously, and embrace the guys that are there. There's a lot of fear. It's unwarranted.
No worries. Well, look, it's great to get your insight in regards to that. I couldn't have said it better, obviously, because I got no idea. thanks for having me on. Thanks for chatting to me, rather. And I'm sure I'll be chatting to you pretty soon about the Narrogin Ag Show as well.
Cool, mate. Legend.